Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. Our podcast is hosted on Anchor, with all episodes available on Spotify. Make sure you check us out on social media at Thick As Threes on Instagram and on Twitter. Happy Monday morning. This is a little bit different. I am flying solo today. We usually record on Sundays, but yesterday Coach Terry and Stephen J. Miles both had plans with their families. And here at Thick As Threes, families first, so we fully appreciated that and respected that. Now, the reason that Stanley and I didn't record yesterday is because we decided to have tequila before we had coffee. And then we decided to run with the tequila for the rest of the day. So that's why we did not record, but we had a great day of watching sports, talking sports, hanging out with friends as they came through the crib. So it's Monday morning. I hope everyone has a great start to their day, a great week. We're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, I will break down some of the weekend sports and sports news. We'll be right back. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick As Threes. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Feltman. And I'm just going to go over a couple of things, and we can basically discuss this on social media. So I will post these same topics and questions on our Instagram page, and we can also discuss it on Twitter, whatever works for you guys. All-Star Weekend, Team LBJ versus Team Durant. Durant had a family emergency and wasn't able to make it. I thought the game was really great. I really enjoy the new winning format where there's a target score and the teams have to get to that. So I would love to hear your thoughts on that and what you guys think. The dunk contest versus the three-point contest. There was a lot of chatter that maybe they should switch the dunk contest and the three-point contest to end the night with the three-point contest. Maybe a little bit more exciting. I'm not sure. The dunk contest, though, definitely a bust. I'm not sure what they need to do to make that more exciting. Well, the first problem is the guys that are the real dunkers, the high flyers, never want to be in the competition. So I'm not sure what that's all about. Maybe it's a mark on their brand if they don't win. But if we could get the guys like the Ja Morants in there, that was crazy, got crazy hops. That would be better for TV. That would be better for the NBA's brand. So hopefully next year, somehow the NBA can convince those guys to be part of the show. Let's talk about Stephen Curry. Wow. Is he the best shooter of all time? Is he the best of the past, the present, and the future? Will we ever see a shooter like Stephen Curry again? I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, the things he was doing last night were wild. Now, obviously, there wasn't a lot of defense, but he was still shooting the shots, and he was still shooting those shots from where he was shooting those shots, and some of them he even turned around before the ball even went in. So he was your MVP last night. But LeBron James hits the game winner. Hitting the game winner, putting his stamp on that game in Cleveland, being just a kid from Akron. Do you think he deserved the MVP? Not sure. Actually, don't really care, but I would love to hear what you guys have to say about that. Also, this weekend, well, before this, but this weekend, the NBA celebrated the top 75 players in their 76 players, I believe it was, in their 75-year history. And they had a mock draft, eight teams, had some celebrities come down, had some former NBA players pick some teams, and I thought it was pretty cool. And Dominique Wilkins got some shit. Well, sorry about that. Got some stuff, got some backlash. All in fun, though. he landed the first pick and he decided to pick himself first, which is just ridiculous. Everyone knows that Dominique was a great player, obviously top 76, but I don't think he picks himself or anyone picks him over MJ or LBJ or Kobe Bryant or any of the other greats. So I want to know what you guys thought about that. I also want to talk about a ridiculous comment that LeBron James made in my eyes. Stanley doesn't think it's such a ridiculous comment, but this week he made the statement that he would love to play his last season with his son. Now, the statement itself of him wanting to play with his son is great. I mean, that would be making history. I get that part. I don't know if it's been done before. But just the idea to think that his son, who is 16 or 17, is already going to the NBA. I mean, he's a junior, I think, or sophomore or junior in high school. He still has some things to do. I think he still has some things to prove. He still has a lot of games to play before I would seriously consider him being a pro. But that's just me. I mean, he has every advantage there's going to be. But I just thought that was crazy for him to say that he wants to play his last season with his son and he'd go wherever his son is, just assuming his son is going to go to the pros. So maybe that's just me. Let me know. Juwan Howard, what's his problem? Was it him? Was it the other coach? If you haven't seen this, Juwan Howard was upset that the Wisconsin coaches called a timeout. The Wisconsin coaches now want to try to explain this to Juwan Howard, and Juwan didn't want to hear any parts of it. In his defense, the coach did stop him in the line and approached him first. It looked like Juwan was trying to walk by him, but there was a confrontation, and it got ugly. And Juwan swung at one of the assistant coaches, which is, I'm not sure why. I don't actually think it was a punch. I think he was trying to reach over and pull up the coach's mask because he was the whole COVID thing. He was like, yo, put your mask up, bro, if you're going to be talking to me like that. So I think that's what it was. I don't think it was an actual swing. So you guys check the videotape and let me know. But there's definitely going to be some punishments. What do you think those punishments are going to be? The conference tournaments are approaching. Tournament week in college basketball. Then we got March Madness, the greatest time of the year. We recently had high school playoffs last week and the week before that. Coach Terry's team didn't fare so well. I'm not going to talk about him and his Yorktown basketball team because he's not here. So I want him to talk about that. It's only fair. Congratulations to Stephen J. Miles and the Wilson Tigers. They won another city championship here in Washington, D.C. The Lake Braddock Bruins came up short in our district conference, but we open tonight at Falls Church. It should be a good time. It should be the start of hopefully a good run and try to get back to the Northern Region Championship. I think that covers it as far as the weekend and questions that I had to ask you guys. Once again, remember, I'm going to post these questions on to social media. So please interact with us. If you have anything you want to discuss, please let us know. That'll do it for another episode of Thick as Threes. Once again, I'm your host, Cornell Felton. My three amazing co-hosts will be back with me next week. That's Stanley Allen, Stephen J. Miles, and of course, we got Coach Bobby Terry. Also want to give a shout out to our favorite guest host, Sarah Hinkhouse. We want to have more guests this season. We want to have more interviews. We want people who have something to say. So if that's you, please slide into the DMs. Let us know, and we'll definitely like to set that up. Before I go, I want to say a special thank you to all the listeners. I want to say a special thank you to the few of you out there that are very important to us and value our opinions and value our show and value the fun we like to have on this show. And you guys always send comments. And so we know that you guys are listening to all the shows. So thank you so much for the loyal listeners. If you enjoy the show, there's ways that you can support our show. And if you want to do that, you can click on that link on our IG page. Special shout out to DMV Tees for the production of our custom swag. If you haven't seen it, t-shirts, hoodies, different things like that. We also have an Etsy store up, so you can, I believe, find that information on our IG page as well. You can find DMV Tees on Instagram at DMV Tees. Special thank you to Grandstand Lighting. All your lighting needs, churches, events, birthday parties, you can find them on Instagram at Grandstand, S-T-A, Lighting, S-T-A-N, Lighting, Grandstand Lighting. And I want to say thank you to Kevin Moore, who has been a very loyal listener, a dear friend of mine that I've known for years. You can find his page on Instagram at Freeze Solo media page. He is an amazing rapper, and he also has clips of him giving advice, which I listen to daily, which are pretty cool. So make sure you go to his page, show him some love, tell him that we sent you. Again, that's Freeze Solo. So check him out. And this week, the final word comes to me. Actually, let's take a break before we get there. We'll be right back. And we're back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. Before I get out of here, I get the final word this week. The last two have went to Steve and Stanley. So I get the final word just because I'm here by myself. So let's think about what we're teaching our kids. This is not going to be deep. It's going to be quick. But let's think about what we're teaching our kids. As an athlete, you skip the parties. You skip hanging out with your friends and your family to work on your craft. You spend time in the gym. You spend time on the field. You spend time in the weight room rather than having fun with your friends. I'm not saying that working out is not fun, but a lot of times athletes sacrifice a lot of things for their craft, the test of all the hard work is the competition. The reward is winning. That's why they keep score. And I'm not sure everyone understands that. That's why they keep scores. There's winners and there's losers. Second place is okay. Let's start teaching our kids that second place is okay. Let's start teaching life lessons through sports. You're not always going to win. And the idea that everyone gets a trophy, to me, is absolutely ridiculous. Not everyone's going to get the corner office when they grow up and get a job. Not everyone's going to get the raise or be able to lead the meeting or lead that important project without putting the work in and competing to be the person or competing to be on the team that is the best and the best available to get the job done. That's my final word. Thank you for listening. We're out. See you next week. Peace.
Oh, thank you.